Pause, People, Places, and Scenes by Carl E. Moore features more than 30 pieces from the Memphis painter's recent body of work. This exhibition is on view now through April 30th at the Arts and Science Center for Southeast Arkansas in Pine Bluff, and a reception is scheduled for March 3rd. To learn more, I'm speaking today with artist Carl E. Moore. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm excited to talk about this exhibit. One of the first things that jumped out at me is the title. I love the title, Pause. I love that it's like capitalized. It feels kind of like a command, like you're trying to get my attention. So I'm curious, what exactly are you asking the viewer to pause and think about?
Actually, I'm not asking the viewer to pause, even okay. though I like that idea. The show is about more or less the characters in the artwork are paused. And I like that analogy, having the viewer pause and, you know, absorb that work and absorb the meaning. But it's more so that the artwork itself and the overlapping themes and the overlapping series in the work are basically my characters are paused. They're paused in society. They're paused waiting for the next news flash, waiting for the next event. I work in the media, and I always say every artist needs a job. And I work as a designer. But the thing that always has caught my attention is when you listen to the news, especially when they're talking about African-American or any ethnic group, the overall latitude of statistics are always bad. The health of Black women are always in the negative. The health of African-American children or the educational system of African-American children are always in the negative. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying some of these statistics are not incorrect. My point is that I think we always get into this system or we look at these statistics, and I'm the first to say, it's always a company or an analytical corporation or agency doing these numbers about the South. And that's something that always has bothered me. So the idea of pause for the show is basically all of my characters are somewhat and relatively in a pause position waiting. And that's that narrative I love, because someone could always say, what are they waiting for? Well, they're waiting for what's coming next. And in society in general, you know, if you take race from it, we all are just waiting. What's going to come next? So we're always waiting, but when you narrow it down to a culture, an ethnic group, and you see what's happening in the world today, in the world, in society, they're paused. What tragic news we're going to get next? When I was looking at my entire body of work, at least for this show, all my characters are paused and waiting. They're waiting for the repercussions of something that has happened, or they're waiting for the next thing that's going to happen, or they're just in this pause position of life.
The imagery that you present in these paintings, it's typically flat imagery, but you have these bold colors and these bold outlines. Color seems to be very important. So I'm curious, what is the role of color in your work?
Color drives the narrative. It drives the scene. I always get my colors are bold and bright, but if you really closely look, a lot of them really aren't, because I have my way of mixing and my system of mixing tones and values. And a lot of them, it's just how I treat them and how I'm very conscious of what color goes next to another color, because you can't stick everything close together.
Right. And I think that's what's so interesting, is it's not necessarily bright, but the colors still, like, even if they're pastel, they seem to pop because they're next to a black, for example.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's part of my systematic formula. My characters are Black, and that's a whole nother conversation. Basically, I'm portraying my culture. I'm portraying the Black community. And that derived from the idea that when people think about Black, there is a negative connotation. So why not make a culture, you know, systematically we're brown, but, and, you know, in the era I grew up in, being Black America, being proud and Black. And why not? Because if you look at any other culture, when they paint, or those artists paint that culture, they paint colors relative to their skin color. So I wanted to work with Black, but my goal was to give you a subject and give you a theme that caught your attention so much that you did not pay attention to the color of the characters. Matter of fact, I wanted you to treat the characters as if you're concerned about the situation the characters are in. The title piece for the show, Black Female Gaze, and I've worked with that particular title. I think she's like the third one or fourth one. And you know, if you know the history of the gaze in the Renaissance era, women were painted in that gaze because men were the only ones mostly seeing the artwork, unfortunately, during that time. And the gaze was portrayed as the woman looking out at the men, wondering about how the men portray her. So I wanted to move that gaze, and I'm not the first to do it, but move that gaze into my conversation of having her look out. But her vision of looking out is to give you a sense of her story. And while she's in that pause position, it's almost like she's waiting for you to ask her a question. So I try to handle all my characters in that manner in the painting. I want the viewer to look past the color and look at the situation.
And the situation, as you mentioned, is often waiting for that next headline, that next thing to happen. And most of your work, they are paintings. But I do want to ask about this one piece called Headline that's not a painting. It's this neon sign that says they shot another Black man today. I would love to know what inspired you to do this piece and to do it as not a painting, but as neon. Is that something you have experience in your past, or is that a new thing that you decided to do?
Using neon, yes. I've used text-based images before or text-based art before, but this one is something I've been sketching on and planning for almost most of the pandemic and before. I thought it was important, and it derived from, I think, 1930, two flag that hung outside the NAACP office in New York that said another man was lynched today. So with that, the power of that statement and what it meant at that time, I felt it's very relevant now for the headline to be, they shot another Black man today. And it happens. And most of my work, I really deal with research and fact. So there's nothing suggested. There's nothing, even though most artwork is the opinion of the artist, I try to deal with in fact. And that is something very relative now. It happens. Matter of fact, I mean, we can almost say it happens weekly. When the neon sign was shipped, it happened. When a friend of mine asked me, hey, is the show up? I said, yeah, it is up. We have to take a drive. It happened. So it's the headline. It's a relative headline. And it seems like there's a headline that's still happening.
With these headlines that do feel so pervasive, especially as a Black man, is it difficult for you to continue to live within that trauma when you're painting because it is the focus of your work?
You know, it's a truth. I try to paint day-to-day things that happen, but what I do try to do in a lot of my work is to paint momentary events, something that happened at that moment, whether it's personal, whether it's social, whether it's environmental, or whether it's just something like the headline is right out there. It's not a painting, it's a text. It's a paused event. It's something that's taking place. I think my role is archival. You know, I think I said that a long time ago to somebody. I think the role of the artist is somewhat archival because we're depicting and painting and sculpturing things that we know, things that take place in our life, things that take place in the environment around us, things that just take place in general. So I think for me, I'm looking at the world around me as it is, taking it for what it is, and I'm trying to take my piece, a personal statement, and apply it to my work, but making sure my statement is factual. So I think my role as an artist, partly is my personal statement, partly as an archivist, partly just as an artist of my time, creating what I see around me.
Thank you so much for taking the time to speak to me today. It was a pleasure to meet you, and I hope you have a good rest of your show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.